Hello, and welcome to the Music Bit podcast. I'm afraid we can't get to the microphone right now. If you've not pledged the Music Bit's Kickstarter, then please leave your excuse after the tone. Beep. Thought so. There's no excuse. Go onto Kickstarter now and type in the Music Van.
This is
the Music Bits.
Seriously though, we want to take this show on the road. Gonna buy a retro camper van, and in the back of that we're gonna kit it out to being a podcast studio, and we'll travel to different cities, events, university campuses, you name it. Around the UK, we will host different sessions and gigs in the back of our van, and everything will be recorded for a podcast and also filmed and put out on YouTube. So not only will you be able to hear the musicians, you'll be able to see them as well. If you think that is a good idea, then please do help us make it happen. Just go to Kickstarter.com and pledge any amount of money, big or small. I don't mind. Just a little bit of money is absolutely fine. You can check out the rewards we've got on there. They range from t-shirts to slip mats for your record player. We can do a whole podcast dedicated just to you, or you can choose where we go. Check out all the rewards that we have got for you on our Kickstarter page. Just type in the Music Van and you'll be able to find all the details that you want. And as I say, big or small amount of money, just help us make this happen. Kickstarter.com and type in the Music Van, or you can go to our website, which is themusicbit.co.uk, and on Facebook you can find all the details on there as well. This week on the show, thank you very much for downloading it. It's episode number 69. Don't laugh. I received an email probably about a month ago now, and I just thought it was really, really interesting. It was from a generic PR company. So it's one of those ones that they send out to God knows how many hundreds of people to try and get the bands which they are representing music played. And I just thought this was a really interesting way of doing it. The email is quite long, so long it needs a nice cartoony piece of music underneath it. It went like this. Good morning, Jack. How are things going? You ready for a new day today? I'm not. Especially when it's pouring like mad outside. Simple as that. I'm not even ready to move on from the weekend yet. Weekends are so short, they seem to get shorter and shorter the older I get. And I feel like I need an extra day or two just to recover from it. Anyway, let's continue this rainy, windy, autumn bit blur Tuesday with a cute song that I really like. It'll also add a bit of sunshine to you as well, and I'd like to put it forward for a post on the Music Bit. Aw, isn't that lovely? That is a generic email which went out to God knows how many hundreds of people. So this week on the show, we're going to be talking about how you can write that perfect press release and getting your music out there. So you make your album, you make your single, how do you go about getting that played on podcasts and put up on blogs? Do you send really overly happy and chatty emails? Or do you just be professional and just say, look, we've made this song. I'd really appreciate it if you'd listen to it. And I really like your podcast. Could you please stick it in it? We're going to be speaking to a guy who is a former A&R man and musicians on the subject too. Plus, don't forget to back our Kickstarter. We've got a record of the week coming from New Zealand. Back our Kickstarter and so much new music that it fills up all these pages of A4 paper. Without further ado, back our Kickstarter and let's crack on with the show.
Time for more new music.
The Music Bit.
The Music Podcast.
The Music Bit with Jack Miles.
Jesus made me, but he gave me a leave.
see all your cash. Oh baby, it's just the way I'm. It's just the way.
Really is a sensational record. It's by an artist called Laura and it's called Jesus Made Me Bad. She is a Colombian born performer and released that as her debut track, and it kind of challenges her Catholic upbringing. Very, very edgy sort of sound to it. Laura and Jesus Made Me Bad, kicking off episode number 69 of the Music Bit podcast. Now, earlier, we heard that email that was sent to me from a PR company. Really, really overly friendly, considering that would have gone out to hundreds of different people. And yeah, it might have been really nice and chatty, but it just kind of loses its authenticity when it's sent to so many people and is so friendly like that. You know, it just kind of feels like they're just cheating you a little bit. But it has inspired an idea for a show.
You've got your guitarist. You found your singer. You've got your drummer. And you've written a song. So let's tell the world. But is it as easy as you think? Bristol's hottest new act? No. It may not be as easy as you think.
That's the Music Bits' Gemma Dunstan, and we've been looking into what is the best way to get your music heard. Once you've made an album, once you've released a single, how do you go about getting that on blogs and into podcasts? Well, she has been chatting to Chris Piles, who is a good person to speak to when it comes to this subject, because he's worked as an A&R man for big labels such as Mercury, Virgin and Song BMG, so he certainly knows what he's talking about, and now he lectures on media and music management too. So what is the best way to go about getting your music heard?
So the press release should be focused on a particular activity, which is usually a release of a music product. So it'll be a single or an EP or an album. So that press release is there to try and get reviews and articles written about that release. So if you're releasing a single, then your press release should be all about that single and what it's about and all the great things that is happening around that single. The biography is about the artist, so the biography is the backstory of the artist, their influences, how they formed, etc., and more about their music and influences, that kind of stuff. So you need to create a biography that tells people about who the band is or the artist is, and the press release focuses on that particular product or event that you're trying to promote.
I'm guessing if you're keen to sell your product or your band or yourself as a musician, it's probably very easy to try and oversell yourself. So is there sort of a length or a certain amount of points you should hit with that? How what's your kind of guide?
I think people want things very short and punchy. So I think, no, if not pages and pages of biography, I'd keep that down to a page. Press releases are half a page, and your emails should be really sort of short, sweet, succinct, and to the point. Sort of no waffle at all, because people don't have much time to read and digest. And if someone is opening up an email and it's just really long paragraphs from already, then they're probably not going to read the rest of it. So I think you've got to open with something really catchy. Maybe in the subject title that grabs their interest, is intriguing. And then when they open the email, it's, you know, just three paragraphs, maybe some bullet points in there of why they should be interested and check out your music, you know, what's in it for them. And so, yeah, keep things really as short as you can and concise and really snappy and punchy and exciting as well. So the language you use should be fitting to the genre you're in. whether it's informal or more formal, but it should also be really to the point, snappy, and quite exciting to read.
If you're sending a press release, I'm imagining you're sending it to a lot of people. You want a lot of people to notice it. Should you tailor that to each person, or is it okay just to send it out as it is?
Well, these days, the press release and biography is part of an electronic press kit. And in the past, you used to, as a record label or a manager, you used to send a big envelope out to radio or journalists, and in it would have, again, a load of assets. So it might have 6-song album sample or the album in it, have the single, have artwork, photo shoots, press release, biography, and maybe a music video as well. These days, it's all online. So a lot of record companies will create what looks like effectively a blog site, a WordPress site, that has all of the assets on there for the media to look at. So you'll send a link to a journalist and they'll go to this sort of web page, and on there they'll see all the social media links, they'll see a video interview of the artist with some live performance footage, song clips, and tour dates, the press release, the biographies, testimonials, plus loads of press clippings will probably be on there as well. But what you do is you tailor the email personally to that specific journalist. So one of the key things for artists is to do your research and research who you should be emailing and contacting.
Chris Parles giving some advice on how you can get your music out there and heard a bit later on. We'll see it from the musician perspective as we speak to Els Bailey and get some tips from her. Now, this next song I've been really, really excited to play for you because it's from a band which I've become a massive, massive fan of. If you think back a few shows ago, I was going on about a song called Stargazer. If you're new to the show, go and check it out. This is Island and Girl.
Gonna be a good girl. Strange.
know. I gotta go where you are.
Great indie records back to back. I ruddy love this song. It's kind of got that retro 60s feel about it, a little bit like a promenade along the riverbank. It's all lovely, but those vocals just give it that raw energy, which I really hope translates to when they perform that one live. That is by a band called Trudy. The vocals come from Oliver Taylor, and that is called Behave. They are from Liverpool. Before that, Island and Girl. And if you listen back to a few shows ago, you'll know that I went on and on about their debut single, which is called Stargazer. They're a London-based band, and that is coming from their debut EP, which is called Girl. So it's the title song, and that should be out by the end of the month. Now, I need to tell you about our Kickstarter campaign. We're doing okay with it, but as I said before at the start of the show, we need your help. And there's so many different things that you can get if you do pledge a little bit of money to us, and it can be anything. They start from like £5. You get a nice picture of me and Gabby looking really, really happy. £10, you'll get a handwritten note. And if you pledge £35, you could get yourself a Music Bit t-shirt. So shall we do a live advert? I reckon we need a little bit of music. That should do. And I'll put on my advert voice.
Hey there. You look like you're cold. Do you need some new clothing for your wardrobe?
Now that sounds a bit weird, doesn't it?
Hey. What's your favourite letter between S and U? Is it T? Good! Hey, what letter would you like to add to S-H-I-T to not make it rude? Is it R? Put them all together and what do you get? T-shirts! Yay! Get yourself a Music Bit t-shirt now by going on to kickstarter.com.
The Music Bit does not intend any offence to be caused by spelling out a rude word.
Hello?
This is the greatest moment of my life.
If that doesn't tempt you into getting one, then I don't know what will, honestly. Let's do Record of the Week for this week's show then, and it's one which I think you're going to enjoy a lot, because as soon as it kicks off, you instantly just get a sense of the atmosphere that it creates. There's this quite dramatic piano sound that goes out throughout the whole thing. In terms of what I can tell you about the artist, it's quite limited because she keeps herself to herself quite a bit. We'll hear her track in just a moment. First of all, let's find out about it.
Hey, this is Maddie from So Below, which is my own personal project, sort of a darker, moodier style of electropop. Sleep is actually about when I moved to Los Angeles and sort of became submerged in a culture that I wasn't entirely used to. Hope you guys enjoy.
All the way from New Zealand, then, this is our record of the week for episode number 69. It's called Sleep by So Below.
Be in the swing of things.
I can fall asleep so we lie with these thoughts inside our heads. We
just let yourself drift off and fall into this last little part of the song. So our record of the week for this week, it's by an artist called Sobelo, based in New Zealand, and this is called Sleep. It has that amazing dramatic atmosphere which is created throughout the whole thing with that piano tone. Please do check that song out again on our website, which is themusicbit.co.uk. And of course, you can listen back to every record that we play on the show there. And next week, we will be reviewing all the songs that we play in October because it will be the last show of the month. This week, we're discussing one of those age-old problems for musicians. How do you get your music heard? Think about the internet and how many songs must be published to SoundCloud and YouTube every single day. So if you do create a record or an album, how on earth do you attract the attention of journalists, music venues or record labels? Earlier on, we heard from A&R man Chris Piles on just some golden rules from his industry experience on how to send out that email and say, hey, check out the songs that we've been making. They're really, really good. What is it like, though, from the position of a musician? Els Bailey is a Bristol-based artist, and we've been having a quick chat with her to find out how she went about getting her music discovered at first.
I think it's something you kind of have to do, really, because in a world of ridiculous amounts of artists trying to get out there and trying to make it, you have to make yourself known to venues, promoters, managers, agents, labels.
And what's on yours when you send it out?
I must admit, mine's pretty simple, to the point. I don't go into massive amounts of details. I'll sort of say, introduce myself, say who I am, the type of genre I do. This is what I've been up to, the festivals I've played or something. YouTube link, be great to hear from you. And then just at the bottom, I'll put my website and quotes from, you know, recent publications and stuff like that.
And did you have to be taught to write them, essentially, or is it something that you just went, you knew straight off the bat?
I don't think you know. I think you just, you learn over, I've been doing this for a really long time, so I've sent out many a promo email, and you just kind of whittle it down, find out what works, find out what doesn't. There's loads of stuff online, so if you're looking for help, and there is a lot of stuff that sort of gives you information about what people want to hear.
Do they get more polished with each one you do? You can just whack them off straight away, or do you take the kind of same time over each one? Or
I think, to be honest, you have a formula, and a lot of the time it sounds really awful. I will edit it to the certain person, so I'll do a bit of research on the person if you can find out, but generally the main content will stay the same.
Els Bailey on how to get your music shoved under the nose of the people that you want it to. So let's have a record by her then. This is Hearts Go Ooh from her latest EP called Who Am I to Help.
I remember when I saw you there, standing in the corner of the room. Smoke was hanging in the air, my eyes, they grew accustomed to the gloom. Then a trick of the light flickers on your face, eyes blooming bright through the lonely haze. So much in that look to be assumed. I've seen a million faces, you're not the only man to catch my eye. You make my heart go ooh, 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 ooh. With a blink of an eye, you make my heart go ooh. I took one step left, then another right, before I knew where you were standing there. And the brush of your lips lit my spark, burning heat, I was seeing stars. This time it feels different. You make my heart go.
go ooh, 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 ooh. In the blink of an eye, you make my heart go. Don't ask me why, I felt so hard. I sink like a stone when you caught me off my guard. You make my heart go ooh, ooh, ooh.
Els Bailey with her kind of bluesy sound. That is Heart Go Ooh. She's a Bristol-based artist, and that has come from her latest EP called Who Am I to Help? I have reached boiling point. This is a day where I declare war officially on the people that live in the flats upstairs. You know, I go on quite regularly about how loud they are because they thump around really loudly. They've got a toddler and they've got a pug as well. Yeah, I think that just about explains it all. Well, recently, times have got a lot worse. After the other day, they banged so loudly on the floor that it blew a bulb. The bulb in my living room just went, ding! I've had enough, can't cope with it anymore, and I was plunged into darkness. Although there were quite a few raised eyebrows when I posted on Twitter that the people that live upstairs just banged so hard it blew one of my bulbs. A couple more tracks left for me to play for you then. This is an artist that we've actually featured on the show before. It's by Laura Shaw and it's called Pennies. This is her latest single. She's been in the studio and has been working with a new producer and recently was nominated as Best Unsigned Female in the Best of British Podcast Awards. She's a fantastic artist. This is Laura Shaw and Pennies.
We need walking around like we own the town. Don't go thinking this life gets us down.
penultimate song on this week's Music Bit podcast. That is Laura Shaw and Pennies. Do you know what? I really can't stand that song. I think it is a load of rubbish. I think that is the worst song that we have ever played on the show. Actually, that's a really good record, that. I think that's really, really good. In fact, we should play a lot more Laura Shaw on the podcast, and I think we should probably re-spin that interview that we did there. Second thoughts, I'm kind of umming and ahhing. It's okay, I suppose. One of those ones you can kind of hear and just let it go by the wayside. What did you think of that record? Next week on the show, we review all the songs that we have played throughout the month of October, because it is the last show of the month. And as per usual, it's just something which I really, really like, but to know what your views are when it comes to the music that we've played on the podcast. Who's been your favourite artist? What's been your best record of the week? If there's been a song that has really stood out for you, then let me know. Either tweet me, just tweet the Music Bit, and I'll get straight through to me and I'll check it out and I'll read it out in next week's show. Or you can record me a little message. If you've got a smartphone, just an iPhone or anything like that, go onto the voice memo recorder and just say, "Oh, I really like that song by Laura Shaw and Pennies. I think it's great." Or say, "Oh, Luminek, that Al's Bailey song, Heart Go, oh, it's brilliant." I don't know why you sound like a fat northern man, but if you do, then perfect, even better. Just hit record, say whatever it is that you think of it into that, and then just drop me an email at music@themusicbit.co.uk. That is music@themusicbit.co.uk, or you can tweet it to me or any of the rest of it. So just let me know what's been your favourite songs, what has stood out for you over the month of October, what have you been listening to. Last song on this week's show then, this is Horse Beach and Let You Down. You can go and get yourself a limited edition clear pressing of this track. So a clear vinyl pressing of that song. That is Horse Beach and Let You Down. And it's kind of got this really low drone going through it, but in a really, really good way. Got absolutely no idea where the name for that band came from either, but they are from Manchester, and I think that is flaming good. That is from their latest album as well, which is called 1-1, and I've actually been listening through to it. It's got a bit of an eclectic sound to it, but it is ruddy, ruddy good. You can find out more details on that on SoundCloud. So what do you need to take away from this show then? What is your homework for the next week? Well, record me a little message saying what has been your favourite song of the month, and we'll play that in next week's podcast, or just tweet me, it's at The Music Bit. Don't forget to check out the Kickstarter if you love music, if you love discovering new artists, which hopefully do, that is why you're listening to this podcast, then just go on to kickstarter.com and type in The Music Van, or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, the rest of it. We'll be bombarding you with messages about it, and just drop us anything that you possibly can, because we've got a project which you will absolutely love. So just check that out. I think that is just about everything. Have I mentioned, I mentioned that. Excellent. Right, another episode next week. That's it from me. My name's Jack Miles. Thank you for downloading The Music Bit Podcast. Goodbye.
The Music Bit. New Music Podcast.